This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. The Afro-Latin band Different Drum takes pride in, well, marching to its own beat. By combining African and Latin music with jazz tunes, bandleader Alex Weiss composes music with a multicultural flair. Different Drum creates a sound that includes echoes from the ancient Inca Empire of Peru and the Zulu tribes of South Africa. The band is here today in the studio so that we can sample some of that sound. Alex Weiss is on percussion and recorder and cornet. Leland Seung Weiss is also on the congas and Brian Pearl on the bass. Welcome to The State of Things. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
Good to be here.
I see you've all shaved. Brian, you got a big giant beard, so I'm guessing you got hair everywhere.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, you don't have to demonstrate that, but I just wanted to know. So, Alex, how did this band get started?
Well, it started about over 20 years ago as an idea I had bridging melody and rhythm and original compositions with ethnic music.
Up in New York, right? New York?
I didn't start. No, this band started. I've been here for 25 years.
Yeah.
And this band started originally around 1991. And it started as a group called Friends of Percussion for a couple of years. And one day the band members, after a gig, came to me and they said, "We think we should change the band. It's not professional enough." And I looked around. It was a blazing July 4th day. Just did a gig, and there was an elderly lady with a cane walking behind me. I said, "What do you think? My band members are telling me to change the name of the band from Friends of Percussion." And she looked at me, she said, "Well, I think it's not hip enough." And I looked back at my band, and that was it.
That's
and
it, new
then,
name.
It became Friends of Percussion.
How did the band come together? How did you find the people you wanted? Did they find you? How'd it go?
A mixture of things.
Yeah.
Our first sax player was playing on the street in a percussion ensemble, with a percussion ensemble, and I realized he heard that sound. Brian answered an ad, it was about 10 years ago. And Leland,
we met on Duke's East Campus. It was a jazz festival. We went through a mutual friend about 12 years ago, 14 years ago.
So a variety of ways. Some people have heard us while we played and come up to me after and asked about being in the band.
Yeah. You play a song for us now?
Sure. This one we loosely call, it's a calypso medley. Two, three.
Different Drum, live in The State of Things with the Calypso Medley, and Alex Weiss on percussion, Leland Seung Weiss on congas, Brian Pearl on the bass guitar. And Alex, this band gets bigger than this at times,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we work as a trio, four and five piece. And this I was on was a little soprano recorder.
Yeah. Well, you're playing the recorder as a grown-up.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. I think you're the oldest guy I've ever seen play the recorder. It's crazy. Are the sounds, these are all mostly traditional music that you do and rearrange, or do you write music?
It's a combination. I compose about a third of it, and even the compositions I use, I usually incorporate a traditional rhythm. I'll write in the Guajira style of Cuba, or we do some in salsa style, Brazilian samba style. And I'll compose the melody and then use the rhythm. And the others I draw from different things that I think would work with the band that appeal to me from the different cultures of either Africa or Latin America.
How did you learn these styles?
Over a long
just,
years.
But I mean, just by listening? Do you travel?
I studied trumpet 7 years, and I more or less self-taught on recorder and harmonica. And the conga is a mixture of, it's more oral tradition, so there are master drummers that I've learned some from, and then there are fellow conga players and djembe players that I've learned from and traveling and listening. Yeah. I mean, it's a combination, but even books, whatever way I could find to learn the different rhythms.
Have you spent much time in those geographic areas where these sounds came from?
I've traveled in Africa, but at the time that I traveled in Africa, I didn't play drums. I listened. Yeah. And we've been traveling in Central America where Linan is raised. That's where she's...
Yeah, from age 4 to 18, I lived in Central America.
And were you playing drums? When did you start to play?
About 12 years ago. And I grew up playing piano. And 12 years ago, I started being interested in playing hand drums. And that's about the same time I met Alex, so he's taught me a lot of patterns.
Were you learning the styles and playing the styles that you heard where you were raised in Latin America, or were you starting
to
listen to different styles?
No, I would listen to, you know, salsa, merengue, popular Latin music, but I was playing classical music on piano, so this was very different.
Yeah. And the styles that we play she grew up with in terms of salsa and merengue and stuff.
Will you play another one for us now?
Sure. This one is going to, this is in samba style, and we're going to, samba's roots are in Africa, probably Angola, and we're going to start it in a more African flavor. Thank you.
Different Drum, live on the State of Things. Alex Weiss is leader of the band, pulled the thing together. Alex Weiss is your name, but you go by Señor Blanco.
Occasionally use that name, particularly when we do bilingual music and stories. And she becomes La Chanita.
Aha. Uh-huh. Did you have a name? Now, growing up, Lilan, was that your name growing up? Did you have a nickname?
Lilan,
yeah.
But not
La Chinita.
La Chinita was how people on the streets would make fun of me.
Because you're Asian in appearance.
Yes.
And so that would be, that's your name. Do you do storytelling? Is that part of the performance?
It depends on the performance. I've been doing for almost 2 years now, bilingual music and stories at the Durham Library every fourth Saturday. So storytelling evolved for me as a way of, when I work in the schools, of incorporating more of the culture other than just the music, just telling stories from that culture. So storytelling has become part of one of the things we do, but we also do festivals and other events where stories aren't a part of it.
Will you do another song for us now?
Sure. This one comes from South Africa. It's called Water from an Ancient Well. Thank you.
Different Drum, live on the State of Things. Thank you so much for being with us today on our program. We're going to let you play us out. But first, I want to remind everybody that next Friday, State of Things is going to be in Greensboro, live broadcast next Friday at Triad Stage. Our guest is Liz Seymour, a writer and anarchist, director of a program to assist people who are homeless called the Interactive Resource Center. And we're going to have a kid-friendly live band from Big Bang Boom, in fact. That's the name of the band. Kids are going to be there. It's going to be rock and roll and anarchy, all at Triad Stage in Greensboro on Friday. You can be in the audience if you want. Send an email to rsvp@wunc.org. Let our staff know that you want to join us this Friday in Greensboro, June 22nd, rsvp@wunc.org. Hope to see you there. This is North Carolina Public Radio, the broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Different Drum.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Uno, dos, tres.